Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. KP is back. Longtime Brain Trust member, social media expert extraordinaire, my social media expert. And she's our good friend, Kathy. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. So one of the things I lay awake every night worrying about is when to post on social media. I can't sleep at night sometimes because I want to know, when do I post on social media? It's a pressing question in my life. How do we know this?
I'm sure it is a pressing question in so many people's lives, Jim.
When to post on social media? Of course, it seems like half the people I know would answer, well, all the time. What are you talking about? What do you mean when? All the time. I never stop posting.
Well, every platform's a little bit different. So it's always a good idea to, you know, have some guidelines for that. And so, you know, for example, Facebook's, you know, the leading platform with people on it. And, you know, the best times to post, they've done a lot of research and they've determined the middle of the week is really good for Facebook, but it drops off on the weekend. So your weekdays are safer to post on Facebook.
So let me see if I got this straight. Then, people are more likely to hang out on Facebook when they should be working, but on the weekends when it's on them, when it's their time, they don't do Facebook. Is that what you're saying?
But except
I think
on
that's
Instagram,
what you're saying.
I think I might be saying that. On Instagram, however, the weekends are a good time to post. More social engagements are happening on
Instagram.
Well,
that's because those are fun things. You're doing things in your life and you're putting it out there. But I asked two of my millennial employees, young ladies, one time, not too long ago. I said, I have a feeling that employees spending time on social media when they should be working is a crisis in America. And they both looked at me and almost in unison said, "You're not wrong, boss."
No, you're not. Everybody's on their phone these days. Everybody's they're constantly checking. They're checking their feeds and, you know, they're getting these little pings.
God help us, Kathy.
Yes. So it does, I'm positive it must interfere with their work.
There's no way you can focus on your job. If I'm paying you to think, how can you think about the work what we're working on in a small business? Everybody has an important job. There can be no slackers. Mm-hmm. We have to produce.
That's right. Well, and, you know, pretty much, and the interesting thing is when we look at the different platforms, you know, Twitter also is stronger during the weekdays. LinkedIn is definitely designed for working professionals, so that's during the weekdays. It's interesting, of all of them, Instagram seems to be the one that's most popular on weekends, which
that makes sense to me.
Yep. But here's the important thing is every one of them is different. So you don't want to post the same thing to every single one at the same time.
And, of course, when we're talking about posting, folks, we're talking about things that are for your business, marketing things for your business.
Yes, marketing for your business.
Not what you had for lunch.
That's right. And so it's always important to remember who you're talking to, who your audience is, knowing what their schedule is like. So if they are, you know, on a morning commute and you want to hit them during a morning commute, you know, think about that. Or if they're, going to be at an event or something like that, you know what their schedule is like. You need to understand who your audience is and when you're talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of what you're saying, the content, you know, I think in your last show you were talking about content and
right.
relevance of content.
Mm-hmm.
It's so critical when you're posting on social media.
Yeah, this is because you're catching their eye with something that's relevant to them, and it's the differentiator. It's the original differentiator. But it used to be competitiveness. You still have to be competitive, but only after they brewed you in because you were relevant to them.
Absolutely.
I need to take a quick break. When we come back,
we're
going to take a quick break. I've got some social media to post here, folks. And so when I come back with Kathy. We're going to talk about LinkedIn. We're going to talk about Pinterest. We're going to talk about TikTok. I know you can't wait to hear about more about TikTok. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.